Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Chase Everett, and this is not talking into microphones, really, because let's face it, without Dan, it's not talking into microphones, it's just me, and it is very late at night, and everybody's asleep here at the chateau, and I've wanted to do this for a while. I've had a few friends who've asked me about songwriting. And that's kind of what this is going to be about. I'm in the process right now of writing a new record, which will likely be an EP, just because the music business has changed so much in the past, really, 5 years. In the past 15 years, it's unrecognizable from what it was back in the 90s. But even in just the last few years, it's changed so much due to technology and the way people consume music, the way people discover music, and so it's a weird time, an exciting time to me, just because the opportunities are huge, but not so much from a financial standpoint. They're huge from a creative standpoint, in that anything really goes now. So really, you can just do whatever you want to do, because no matter what you do, you're probably not going to make much money. So you kind of have to do what you just really believe in and what matters most to you. And I started doing that, I guess, back in 2008, 2009. I started really just making music basically for myself. Which is a terrible business plan, but it is what I needed to do, just to keep my head right. And anyway, I'm blathering on as usual. But what I'm going to do on this little audio note, this little impromptu podcast, is show you guys Stephen McGuire specifically, my buddy from Glasgow. Great dude, great songwriter. And good people. He really loved this song called Love Cut Me Down, a song of mine off the Terra Rosa record. And we talked one night when I was in Glasgow about how it came about and how I wrote the song originally, and then how the final record was quite a bit different. The lyric stayed the same, the melody basically stayed the same, but it went through three different permutations that I'm actually gonna play you guys. I wrote the song at 6:55 in the morning on a Thursday morning, I think. My son had just gone to school, and I'd just taken him to school and come back. And Dan Cohen was actually staying at my house that night. He just popped up from Austin, where he was living at the time, and he was crashed out in the next room. We were going to write for a few days, and he had some things to do here in town. And I grabbed my old Telecaster, which now belongs to my son. I promised him if he learned how to play Dire Straits song that he could have it, and the little bastard learned it in like 6 weeks and took my guitar. But anyway, I was sitting in his bedroom as he was at school and just quietly singing into my laptop at the time. I think it was GarageBand that I was using. And the song just kind of came all at once. And basically the gist of the lyric, I'll get into in a minute. But, you know, at the time I was writing the Terra Rosa record. It was a biblically based record. And I'll get into what the lyric's about here in a minute, but I'm going to play you guys just me playing an unplugged electric guitar 6:55 in the morning into my computer and let you hear what this song sounded like before I knew what I was doing. Here it goes.
I'm just a man, you see, a man that won your trust. fell to the ground beneath your feet. Found love down in the dust. The promise that was hidden there in the riddle of your rhymes. Some things were made anew again, and others left to die. I did what I did, and I'd do it again. Clay takes a shape in the potter's hand. I hang my head, I stare at the ground. Love cut me down. Love cut me down. Now memories are all I have. What's left of you and me? If I could hold them in my hand, I wonder what I'd see. Sons and fathers came to town and left me at the gate. A crust of stale and bitter bread. No reason left to wait. I did what I did, and I'd do it again. Clay takes a shape in the potter's hand. I hang my head, I stare at the ground. Love cut me down, love cut me down. I played my part, you cast me in. The water did flow and the wheel did spin. I hang my head, I've lost my crown. Love cut me down. Love cut me down.
All right, so it's a little embarrassing to listen back to. Obviously, it's early in the morning, but you know, if I'm honest, it's really about as well as I sing at any point in the day. But that was the song. That was the basic gist of it. And yeah, it's obviously heavily influenced by Johnny Cash. You know, it's got that kind of hurt. His version of the Nine Inch Nails song, the great Trent Reznor song, Hurt. It's got that feel to the guitar part. Ding, 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 ding. You know, it's not the exact rhythm, but it certainly was influenced by that, not consciously really, but that's usually the way that works. Actually, get away with it better if you are doing it consciously. But these songs seep in, you know, and especially when you find people that you have a voice that resonates in the same frequencies. You know, with Johnny's always been someone that I related to musically and lyrically, the things he was fascinated with, which, you know, this lyric, the lyric is Judas singing the song, and those of you who aren't versed in scripture, like I was at such a young age, Judas is the disciple that betrays Jesus, and basically he's singing this song as he's about to hang himself, which he betrayed, in the Bible, he betrays Jesus and then feels guilty about it. Gets his money from betraying Jesus, goes and buys a field with a tree in it, and hangs himself until dead. I had been spending a lot of time reading the Little Book of Judas, which I highly recommend. A great book of poetry. Brendan Kennelly, an Irish poet and writer, wrote this book called The Book of Judas, and I had a copy of that, and also The Little Book of Judas, which is a slightly smaller version with actually some poems that aren't in the large book, oddly enough. But even if you're not a fan of poetry, even if you don't give a rat's tail about religion, I highly recommend Brendan Kennelly's Book of Judas. It's just really entertaining and thought-provoking and hilarious and profane and profound and amazing stuff. It was a huge, huge influence on the Terra Rosa record. Anyway, obviously I can't put out a record of what you just heard, so I begin to think about production. I'm not a competent engineer. I'm a very solid bass player and a very mediocre guitar player and a subnormal keyboard player at best, but I had this idea of what it should sound like, and so later on that week, I made this little home demo to bring to my co-producer, Brad Jones, and see what he thought of the song, and here's what I did.
I am just a man, you see. A man that won your trust. Fell to the ground beneath your feet. Found love down in the dust. A promise that was hidden in the riddle of your rhyme. Some things were made anew again, and others left to die. I did what I did, and I do it again. The clay takes its shape in the potter's hand. I hang my head, I stare at the ground. Left of you and me. And if I could hold them in my hand, I wonder what I'd see. Sons of fathers came to town and left me at the gate. A crust of stale and bitter bread, no reason left to wait. I did what I did, I'd do it again. The clay finds its shape in the potter's hand. I hang my head, I stare at the ground. Love cut me down, love cut me down. I played my part, but you cast me in. The water did flow, and the wheel did spin. I hang my head, I've lost my crown. Love cut me down.
That bass. Oh, that bass guitar is something that I lost in the proverbial fire. So that was my little home demo. You know, obviously it's got the Johnny Cash vibe. I carried that thread through. And you know, late 90s, Rick Rubin, Johnny Cash, you can hear in the piano playing that I was doing. It's funny how much, when you're not a really competent player, you have to come up with parts that you can execute, but that serve the song as best as possible. And it reminds me so much of U2, my piano part, because it's like Edge, the guitar player from the U2. That kind of vibe, you know, when that band first came out, he wasn't a great player per se, but he was a good composer, and he came up with cool parts, and hopefully I emulated that to some degree. You know, it was compelling to me, that idea, the drive of that, the tempo of that felt cool to me, and it referenced my country roots. But also kind of pushed the envelope in some other ways, and I was pretty pleased with it. And then I played it for Brad Jones. And Brad really liked it. Brad really liked the melody a lot. He really liked the lyric a lot. He loved what I was trying to do, as it were. But Brad is not one to let things be. So we started fooling with some chord substitutions for the second chorus, because it's basically a verse and a chorus and a verse and a double chorus out is really what the song is. And what he wanted to do was do a verse, a chorus, a verse, then instead of a double chorus of the same changes, he wanted the first of those two choruses to have different chords, keep the melody, but change the chords. And his harmonic knowledge is pretty legendary. So he came up with these really cool chord substitutions, which we began to fool with. And playing that basic kind of groove, the band was in the room. It was Derek Mixon on drums, who plays with Chris Stapleton now. It was Dan Cohen, obviously, on guitar. I was playing acoustic guitar. And the great James Cook was playing bass. James is on the road with Luke Bryan, has been for the past few years. And James is a phenomenal musician on myriad instruments, but his bass playing, he's one of my favorite bass players ever. And we're playing the tune. We've played it two or three times, and you know, it's cool. And then we go to take a smoke break, basically. And when we come back, we're kind of coming back and not all at once. And Derek Mixon and James Cook were fooling around playing basically a reggae kind of vibe, but with these changes, with the chord sequence that the song is. And so I started, reggae is one of my favorite genres of music. I just love it. And I'm playing along with them, and I start singing, you know, we're changing keys, I'm singing this silly falsetto, and we're just having fun, and Jones hits record, and he winds up playing it back to us. We're all having a laugh, and we're all kind of chuckling, and then we all kind of start looking at each other going, this is a little more interesting than doing the train beat here in Nashville, which has been done a lot. And a train beat's a beautiful thing, don't get me wrong. I love a train beat. There'll probably be some on my new record. But, you know, it's been done. So we dial it back a little bit, and we're not going to play a reggae. That's just, that's not plausible for me to be doing a reggae thing. So we dial it back just a little bit, and what I'm about to play you is the original bass, drums, electric, acoustic, and vocal, with an overdub of a keyboard and an overdub of some strings that happened later. But the basic tracks, the bass, drums, two guitars, and the lead vocal all happened in one take, just like this.
trust. Fell to the ground beneath your feet. I found love down in the dust. The promise that was hidden in the riddles of your rhymes. Some things were made anew again, and others left to die. I did what I did, and I'd do it again. The clay takes its shape in the pot of.
My brother Chris Responte, who's a brilliant guitar player. He's the guy that played the lead guitar break on Bad Things, but he's also the guy that played the B3, or actually a C3, I believe it is, organ on that track you just heard. He came and overdubbed it like the next day. There's a really cool moment, I think it's in the second verse, where Derek, going into the second verse, where Derek plays a fill. And Chris catches it on the fly. He just kind of knew it was going to happen. And you know, the way musicians think, it's just fascinating that they weren't even in the room together at the same time, but Chris knew that's what was going to happen, or else he just thought that's what should happen, and apparently so did Derek. Anyway, that is this week's Behind the Music moment. I'm gonna do some of these. Actually, I'm gonna do a bunch of these for the Terra Rosa record as I'm gearing up to make my next record here. I'm gonna revisit my last full original record. Of course, we've got the Live at Alex, the great record that I did with Dan and with Casey Todd back in February of last year. And of course, we've got the new Abbey Road EP, the two songs we cut at Abbey Road this summer. You guys should check that out. The Live at Alex, the great record is available on my website and also on digital media. And then the Abbey Road record is only available on digital media right now. We're going to see how excited kids are about that. And if we need to press some vinyl on it, we may press some vinyl on it, whether we need to or not, because we recorded at Abbey Road. So what the hell? But, you know, we'll find out. I want to remind you guys that you can go to jsever.com and get all of my music. And also, if you do buy CDs or vinyl from me at jsever.com this year, we are throwing in Jacques Merlino's EP of last year, Love Letters. He's working on an astrophysics degree, but also working on new material for a new record. But until that's out, you can go to his website, jacquemerlino.com, and get his record. Or you can go to mine and buy one of my records and get one of his EPs for free. Anyway, this is Jay Severett, and this is not talking into microphones. This is listening to Jay Severett. Boring, right? I hope you guys dug hearing The Birth of a Song. I'm going to do a few more of these, like I said. I think next week I'm going to show you guys the different versions of Lloyd's Summer Vacation. And Dan and I will record a new podcast this week for Talking Into Microphones. And I hope you guys are doing well. Talk to you soon. Here's some Lloyd to see you home. Bye.
Accustomed to the company he kept. That night he pulled out all the stops. Yeah, it was nothing but the best. He proffered kosher funnel cakes. Hell, he powdered every plate. Wore them all with some manischewitz so they wouldn't mind the wait. He was all like, come in now. Please, please take a seat. While his giggling girls had twittered down the hall. But you could almost smell the tension through the windows from the street. Yeah, you could almost read the writing on the walls. The writing's on the walls. Now folks greased up their little torches and they pitchforked around the house. They cried, we'd like to get to know them, Lloyd. Why don't you send them out? Slipping through the front door, Lloyd, he begged them to desist. And they made them all an offer even he could not resist. Meanwhile, his guests were getting restless as they scraped back in their chairs, poked their beaks out of the window.